Hello and welcome to the third episode of our podcast, Peace Be With You, and to the second in a series of episodes called, simply enough, Why Lutheran? I'm Pastor E.B. from Epiphany Lutheran Church in Bastrop, Texas, located on the Colorado River, about 30 miles southeast of Austin. You can find our virtual home at epiphanybastrop.org. We hope that this series of episodes will help folks, even those among us who aren't sure why we're Lutherans, to become more familiar with Christians who call themselves Lutheran and not the other way around. So rather than a series of instructional episodes on somebody else's church, think of these episodes as a tour, as though you've just come through the virtual doors of the Lutheran Church. The second episode of our series, Why Lutheran, deals with this question. So what does it mean for Lutherans to call themselves confessional Christians? Well, the simple answer is that it has much to do with the Protestant Reformation and something called the Book of Concord, referred to commonly as the Lutheran Confessions, a more than 400 years old summary and explanation of the Bible by which Lutherans confess together as a church what they believe and teach. After Luther's death in 1546, there was considerable political, military, and doctrinal turmoil in Germany over Luther's teachings. This turmoil threatened to tear the Lutheran movement apart. The situation was bleak. Dr. Martin Chemnitz and Dr. Jacob Andrea began working with the various Lutheran factions to define the internal issues dividing Lutheranism. Through a series of intermediate steps, they drafted a document called the Formula of Concord of 1577. This document was signed by more than 8,000 pastors. It, together with key documents prepared by Martin Luther and Philip Melanchthon, and with the historical creeds of the Church, was published in 1580 under the title of the Book of Concord. Confessional Lutheranism has maintained the practice of training its pastors to work in the original Greek and Hebrew languages in which the Bible was written. Lutheran church bodies in the United States, such as the Evangelical Lutheran Synod, ELS, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, LCMS, and the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod, or WELS, have school systems in which future pastors are trained to understand the Bible in terms of its Greek and Hebrew grammar and its original cultural setting. In comparison to the training of their pastors, the spiritual training of average Lutheran laypersons is considerably more haphazard. While some lay people have had the opportunity to attend a Lutheran elementary school and a Lutheran high school, or even a Lutheran college, many have had no formal training beyond Sunday school and confirmation instruction as children, or beyond Bible information classes as adults. Sermons and Bible classes, of course, also add to their knowledge of the Christian faith, but these things do not provide the comprehensive training available for the ordained ministers. Stated another way, most lay people know various pieces of biblical teachings that they have acquired throughout the years, but the pieces may not be well understood, and the knowledge of the interrelationships among them may be weak or lacking. This can produce frustration in the face of temptation and can even result in failure to grasp the gospel message correctly. Martin Luther recognized the plight of the lay people already in the 1520s. This led him to write the Small Catechism in 1529, so pastors and parents could train children systematically in at least the basic doctrines of Christianity. In the same year, he also wrote the Large Catechism, which explained key doctrines in much more depth so that lay adults could understand and apply the Christian faith. These books became part of the Book of Concord and are still used in the Lutheran Church today. Note well that these books do not establish any new doctrines, but they merely present biblical doctrines in a way that pastors and laypeople can readily understand them. Lutherans call themselves confessional because of an adherence to the Book of Concord, a 10-document exposition of biblical doctrine. However, the center of all Lutheran preaching and teaching is Christ crucified. Lutherans are first and foremost confessional Christians. This episode is part of our Peace Be With You podcast, brought to you by Epiphany Lutheran Church in Bastrop, Texas. To find out more about us, please visit us online at epiphanybastrop.org. You can reach us by email at peacebewithyoupodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, this is Pastor EB saying so long, and peace be with you.